Time for this week's Sports Lit 101. Bruce Pratt, who's been dancing in his yard, clearing it out today, joins us from beautiful downtown Swanville. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Rich. How are you today?
I'm well. How much did you get there?
Well, I'd say in Swanville we got about 16, but I'd say up in Eddington it was. I have a 29-inch inseam, and we were almost at the end of the inseam on areas that I had. That I had cleared out just a few days before, so I'd say there's a couple of feet of snow in Eddington.
It gets cold when you get near the end of the inseam there. You got to be careful.
That's why you wear those heavy-duty ski bibs.
Absolutely. Well, how's the cleanup going?
Well, it's done for today. I ran out of gas.
I don't blame you.
We were supposed to go to Albany today, so I think maybe we're going to go tomorrow. But, you know, it's moved along. I felt bad. My son was up at 4 o'clock this morning plowing down here with the truck, and he had to leave at 5 o'clock for work. So could have been worse.
Well, yeah, you stay safe down there in Swanville today. What are we talking about on Sports Lit this week?
We are talking about a tremendous book. If I were the coach of a Division I basketball team, male or female, I would make my players read this, and I would test them on it. It's called The Rebounders, A Division I Basketball Journey. It's by a woman named Amanda Ottaway, who was a scholarship basketball player at Davidson, a women's basketball player, obviously. At the same time, Steph Curry was there. And she is now a journalist in New York. She's works appeared in The Nation, The Washington Post. She's written for the Pittsburgh Gazette. She grew up in western Pennsylvania and was a recruited basketball player. Not recruited by UConn, not recruited by Tennessee, though that was would have been her dream as a little girl to play for Pat Summitt, but by a number of mid-majors and slightly better Division I teams. UMass was one place that looked that recruited her. She ended up choosing Davidson because she felt that Davidson was the right fit. And she expected to go to college and have a nice career as a Division I basketball player. And, oh, Lord, did things not always go right. But what's really fascinating is it's what doesn't go right for so many athletes. And when we look now, and this is why Maynard should read this, you know, we've got Jim Settley in the chair. He's strong. He'll do a great job as athletic director. Whether he'll be the permanent athletic director or not, no one knows. But at this point, we're transitioning to see how Division I programs are affected by who is the AD as much as the coach is really astonishing, because there were a lot of things going on in the Davidson women's program with the first coach that Amanda Ottaway played for, a coach named McKay, where she was just violating NCAA rules about practicing after games and, you know, not feeding the kids if they lost on the bus ride home. I mean, the kinds of stuff you heard about in the 50s and 60s is the tough old guy way. And the women didn't even know to go to the AD until it was almost sort of too late, and they did, and eventually this coach left. A new coach came in, and when you learn about what happens to a basketball team when one coach leaves and a new coach comes in, your eyes are really opened, and I certainly think that I would recommend to our friend Richard Barron, he might want to read this book, because it's written by a woman who was there, and it's all about her relationships with her friend. She talks about how her brothers wanted to go to Davidson later. They both did better in school than she did, but they didn't get in, because Davidson is, as we know, an extremely good college, always rated in the top 20 liberal arts colleges and universities in the country. And I thought what's really interesting is her dedication at the beginning of the book says, "For my two families, the one I was born into, the one I was recruited into, I love you all endlessly, but mostly for my mama, the strongest woman in the world." Well, her mother and father were really engaged in her career. She's from western Pennsylvania, and those of us that follow college football and professional football know that's a part of the country where people take high school sports very seriously. 5A Pennsylvania football from out in western Pennsylvania is a big deal. I mean, we think of, there have been a few quarterbacks out there, Marino and Montana come to mind, along with many others, Joe Namath. And they went to all of her games that they could get to, drive to Davidson. She had all the support, but she was often very much alone because she had a very different image of what playing basketball in college was going to be. And it's sort of the, I was recruited one way, and this is what happened. She didn't really play much until her junior and senior year. A lot of the other girls on the team felt that they would have played more had they been more prissy little Southern Belles. And she talked a lot about the great support that they had from the men's team. I tell you, if you don't know anything about Steph Curry as a person, you're sure going to like him after you read this book and the Davidson players that he played with. But I would really give this book to anybody who's being recruited to go to college and play at the D1 level.
And what's it called again, Bruce?
It's called The Rebounders, A Division I Basketball Journey. It's Amanda Ottaway, Ottaway. And I'll tell you, before my younger son was being recruited to play FCS football, I wish I had read this book. I think I would have had a much better insight into the whole recruiting process. I think it would have been a better situation for him. But I don't want people to think that the book is a downer, because it's not. In the end, you know, she's got a lot out of basketball. She loves Davidson. She had a great education. She has a lot of good friends. And so it's not all a downer, but it is a bit of a cautionary tale. And it's from our friends at University of Nebraska Press. It just dropped. And quickly, Bad Stories by Steve Allman. Man, what a fabulous book. Rich Kimball, you are going to love this book. I'm about halfway through it. By next week, I'll have it for you.
Excellent. And is that what we'll be talking about next week?
No, next week we will be talking either about another book, or we'll be talking Regular Haunts, or we'll be talking with the poet who wrote the book, Jerry Costanzo. It's his collection. That's a little bit up in the air. Weather has sort of screwed up a lot of people's schedules. So I'm not 100% sure, but I'll let you know soon.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you, Bruce. Stay dry and warm down there, and we'll hopefully see you in person next week, unless we get this other nor'easter they're talking about.
Well, yeah, that'd be great, because it's going to really help the spring skiing. Don't you want another nor'easter, Rich?
I'm going to say no to that one for now, Bruce. But, you know, if we can direct it your way, you can enjoy all of it for us.
Yeah, no, I think we're getting near about all we need.
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
All right. See you next week.
We'll see you soon.